Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. John Huber is here, too. John's a great member of our Brain Trust, chairman for Main Street Mental Health and Clinical Forensic, and a clinical forensic psychologist. He's a practitioner with privileges in a number of hospitals. Professor of undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. He's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So there is a lot of stress going on in our world today, more than ever before, and I'm attributing it to a lot of it to what we're going through right now as human beings that no other human generations have ever had to deal with. And that's the transition from analog to digital. For 10,000 years, humans, with all the new things that came along and all the shifts and everything that happened, whatever it might have been, we went into it as an analog world and we came out of it as an analog world. Now we're being asked to transition into a completely different universe, basically a dimension, a new dimension, and that with all the associated things like social media and 24/7 news and all that, that's really adding to our stress, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, you know, the first culprit or first victim, more likely, was the newsprint media.
In
2007, we hit smartphones. By 2010, they had a 70% reduction in 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
2010.
Major American newspapers are now all 100% digital, not even printing papers.
And the problem is, though, that we went from a subscription-based news cycle, which meant we got a newspaper every day, so we had a 24-hour news cycle, to a click-through subscription or click-through based economy, mm-hmm. as far as newsprint is concerned. So now the whole idea is you can have, you know, the same story and they change the bullet points and the heading of that same story maybe 3-4 times an hour.
Oh yeah.
So they get a click-through about every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do it, they pull all this vitriol and hate and emotional content
into
that heading. Yeah, and it has absolutely nothing sometimes to do with what's actually in the story. But they just know that if they get you angry, you're going to click on it. And mm-hmm. people just read the bullet points. They don't read the story, and they move on. And they get a half a cent every time they do that.
That's
they
right.
get you to do that 20, 30 times a day. Well, they've got it made, and they're making more money than ever because now they're not paying for the print.
I remember, and this started many years ago. I remember when people that I knew who were doing what I'm doing, which is publishing online. I've been publishing online since 1999, but if you want to read one of my columns, you don't have to do anything but click on that one page and read the whole column. But I knew people who would have a 500 word column and they'd make you click three pages to read the whole thing. And I told my people, I said, we don't abuse our visitors. That's not how we make our living, but you're exactly right. But all of that compounded with social media, I still think, and I try not to sound like a Luddite here because we use social media, we publish on social media, but social media has become one of the big stressors in our world these days, and it's really manifesting in some ugly statistics in society. What do you think?
I think, Jim, you're exactly correct, and we end up with people who think that they're making real-world connections with other people, and they're really not. to exemplify that, you see a friend walking down the hallway, and you start getting these neurotransmitters released. You get dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine,
yeah,
a lot of other, you know, minimal type hormones and neurotransmitters get released, and then you shake their hand, you hug them, you know, you make that human contact, mm-hmm, and your body starts producing oxytocin.
You can feel it. You can feel it sometimes. You can
absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you get up, and people have lost that because what they're doing is they get on social media and they post something and they get a little click through, and somebody likes it. And they get a little bitty burst of dopamine, just a trickle of dopamine, mm-hmm, but they don't get any of the other normal chemicals that happen when you actually meet,
right,
somebody. So they feel kind of good for a moment, and then it starts going away, and they start craving that dopamine again. So they put something else out, or they go like somebody else's page because there's reciprocity in this. Oh, somebody like me, I got to like them back. And they start getting this dopamine bump, and it's a lot like doing heroin. You shoot heroin, right, up in your arm, and you get a huge, just a slutty,
and it's affecting productivity too. It's not just and the relationships in the workplace, the stresses of the all the things you just said, because people are, you know, almost everyone who works today has access to the internet. You don't keep people off the internet,
yep,
anymore. But now they've got these watches that people are looking at their watches all the time. They're getting pinged every other second with their watches. I mean, you can't. How do you keep people off of social media while they're working?
Right, and so we've lost productivity, but they start craving that dopamine all the time. So, you know, they're not there. And
how do we solve this,
John? It's a
really scary
thing.
How do we fix this?
Well, we're playing catch up. You know, it's like if you think about television, that was probably the first real technology thing that affected us worldwide and nationally here. But we start off with two or three channels, went to five channels, and then we kind of sat there for a couple of decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started with local cable, and we had maybe 10, 15, 20 channels until, you know, today we have satellite television. You know, we have 300 channels here. We got,
yeah,
cable with, you know, 250, 300 channels, but it doesn't absorb us like it did because we had a chance to deal with it when it was a less.
But in those days, but all of that was still mostly entertainment. Now it's rewiring,
yeah,
our brains. And we're going to talk some more about this with Dr. John Huber after the break.
Yeah.
John, I need your website, please, quickly.
My website, drpsycho.org, drpsycho.org.
Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.